Our parents raised us. When our mother told us she was writing this book, we dug up stashes of our journals from grade school through college. Our mother, forever the journalist, thought it was a great idea for us to keep journals for every trip, especially when we moved to France in 1980. While there are many fun stories of fights and bad behavior, there are also some key themes: independence, financial responsibility, actionability, open-mindedness, fearlessness, and an appreciation for life. One of our greatest joys today is the feeling of independence. Our parents taught us to believe in ourselves and our ability to make decisions. They trusted us and gave us responsibility at an early age. We had the freedom to walk to school on our own, bike around the neighborhood, and hang out with our friends. We gained confidence that our parents reinforced by being respectful of our opinions and ideas. We don't remember ever having our ideas or thoughts dismissed because we were children. At every age, our parents listened and acted like it was a two-way street for learning. We learned to advocate for ourselves, to listen, and to realize when we might be wrong. In 10th grade, Anne had an eye-opening discussion at our temple about relationships between parents and children. The parent she was partnered with talked about how it was the child's job to listen. She explained that in our family we argued, but that our parents always listened to us. They never just said, "No, because I'm the parent." She later wrote in her journal how grateful she was to have parents who didn't rule because of authority. We rarely fought. We argued, but we didn't fight. As a result, we're extraordinarily grateful to them for the early independence we experienced. Hand in hand with independence is financial freedom. Financial freedom doesn't mean being rich. It means being careful with money and planning for those items or aspects in life deemed essential. Our parents are fiercely disciplined with spending and saving. Both grew up as children of immigrants and reminded us often of how people waste money on unnecessary items and then suffer by not being able to afford what they need. The importance of this came as daily lessons. We would go out to dinner but never ordered drinks or appetizers. Before we went grocery shopping, we always cut our coupons and went through the newspaper ads. Once, our mother brought home the extra airplane food from her recent trip and served it to Anne as dinner. Her childhood friends have never forgotten. When we were in grade school, our mother showed us a compound interest chart, and we became determined to save at least a couple $1,000s every year. We got credit cards and checkbooks before we could drive because our mom wanted to teach us the discipline of paying off our credit card monthly and balancing our checkbooks. We were also encouraged to start our own little businesses as kids. We sold so many lemons from our neighbor's abundant tree for years that the neighbors called us the Lemon Girls. Susan had a business selling spice ropes, spices on a braid to hang in a kitchen, and made hundreds of dollars as a sixth grader. It was her idea, but our mom bought the supplies and supported her going out to sell them. We sold hundreds of Girl Scout cookies door to door, and when we were really bored, we would package up our old toys and try to sell them to the neighbors, who actually bought them, sometimes. As a family, travel and education were our top priorities, and everything else got minimal financial resources. Note, our father has been wearing the same pair of sandals for 60 years. When we traveled, we stayed in the cheapest hotel and always with a coupon. Spending money was all about making intentional choices.